You're listening to Chicago News Talk 89 WLS. Nate Clay, your host, and we've been talking about Sean Puffy Combs and his acquittal, and what the future holds for this self-proclaimed bad boy, this impresario of rap music, Sean Puffy Combs. And he's become not just a rapper, but a rap entrepreneur, clothing line, restaurant chain, film development company, and other enterprises. Quite remarkable. And though Sean Puffy Combs may be criticized for having bought his freedom for crimes that he apparently and obviously to some were guilty of, that too is no different. That's America. 591-8900. Let's go to Jefferson on the west side. Jefferson, you're on WLS.
Good morning, Nate. How are you, sir?
Fine. How are you?
Pleasure to talk to you. I've been a longtime fan of your show.
Thank you.
First time I've taken the time to call, but I'm glad I did. I like your Scotch Pet Shop, too.
commercial.
You got your own entrepreneurship going now.
Yeah, I'm trying to start us a little empire here, too. After all, I mean, how can I let some young thug outdo me?
You know, Nate, I came up with the Four Tops and Marvin Gaye and the Temps mm-hmm. and the Iceman, Jerry Butler. Sean Puffy Combs, the boy don't even sing. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the popularity is.
It's the rebelliousness. It's the young people's music. It's because you don't like it. That's what the popularity is.
Well, maybe so. My granddaughter came to me the other day, and she said, "Granddaddy, can you buy me a Ferdy the Fly?" Now, are you familiar with that artist?
What's the name?
Ferdy the Fly.
Never heard of him.
He's got some CDs, she said, called Beware of the Blob. And now, well, I'm not going to buy my granddaughter something I know nothing about without previewing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because for all I know, it could be sexist and racist and violence. And this is, we have to be aware
of what's going in the minds of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I just don't understand.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's I suppose that's one of the eternal laments of older people, the older generation. I just don't understand.
Maybe. Well, if you have any Ferdy the Fly in your library there, maybe you pop it on and I could hear it before I buy it for my granddaughter.
I will ask. I doubt. Ferdy the Fly?
Ferdy the Fly.
My screener is shaking his head. No.
No?
Okay. I've never heard of him.
Nate, you
or her or him. I don't even know if it's a him or her. Okay, well, thank you for your call.
Keep working for a Scotch Pet Shop.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank
bye
you.
Now.
Bye-bye. 591-8900. John on the west side. John, you're on WLS.